swinging around the perimeter. Now Marshall, left corner, three off back iron, no good. Travis lost balance as he tried to pull down the miss. Now 2-on-1, the Hoosiers the other way. Zeller leading for Oladipo. Give and go to Zeller, who slams. 4-2. The lead is 20, largest of the night for the Hoosiers, and Pat Chambers will call his final timeout. Watched by Watford, Taylor to his right hand, little follow-away shot toward the baseline, no good, and Victor Oladipo comes down with the miss, and he'll run it back the other way with speed, kick-out pass, Farrell, wide open three from the right corner, in and out, no good, rebound, pulled down by Marshall, and back the other way coming in, he lines, but it's picked away by Zeller, and taken by Farrell. Farrell for Watford, his long three from the right elbow, off back iron, no good, rebound to Zeller, comes back up with it, and he is fouled by Taylor. 54-36. These are just the fourth and fifth free throw attempts for the Nittany Lions this entire evening.
And that's something that we've talked about at the end of the first half. Penn State had to start going to the basket, and they finally did it with just under 11 minutes to go in the second half.
Newville unable to make the second one, but in trying to garner up the miss, Remy Abel knocked it out of bounds, so Penn State will keep it and get a fresh 35 on the shot clock because of that. 10:42 to go. Inbound pass to Travis right in the blue paint. Spins his way to the inside and is able to finish. 54-38 in favor of the Hoosiers. Hulls with the basketball, watched by Colella now. Good help defensively from Travis off the screen. Hulls gets out of it though, leaves it for Watford, and now Jordan Hulls once again. He's got a mismatch, he's got Travis on him. Gets a screen now from Perea, drives past Marshall to the inside, kick out past Abel. One more for Watford, right elbow three is good. Textbook offense from the Hoosiers there.
And it's almost too easy for Indiana. Just swing the ball around. They have, I mean, pretty much everybody on the court right now for them can shoot. They wait till they get the open shot. Watford, who's had a hot hand all day, drains a three.
Now they're going to get a blocking foul on the Hoosiers here. I'm not sure if they're going to get Abel or Sheehy this particular time. They are going to get Remy Abel. His second. Checking back in, Zeller and Hollowell for the Hoosiers. Abel and Mascara Pereira. Perea, I should say, go back to the bench. Also checking back in is Yogi Farrell.
And you would think maybe Penn State can make a run against the second unit for the Hoosiers, but that second unit for Indiana is pretty good and on par with a lot of starting lineups.
Newbill almost trapped in the left corner. It works it free, though, and they swing it to the other side. Ross Travis, a long three right elbow, is good! 57-41 now. Penn State needs to hunker down defensively. Hull's bringing it up. Indiana has definitely slowed the pace down in the second half. Farrell looking to the inside there. Zeller spin move on Graham to the inside, and Graham swats him cleanly. Hulls to the miss in the left corner, able to work his way back out to the perimeter. Great defense there from John Graham on the All-American. Hulls now spinning away from a double team, gets it inside to Zeller, who is fouled by Colella, and finishes. 59-41, one more foul shot coming for the All-American Cody Zeller.